culture, discipline, accountability.
Mistreatment, misrepresentation.
Knowledge is power, y'all.
There has to be accountability.
This pandemic of toxic work culture and mistreatment has got to stop.
The podcast for federal employees by federal employees.
What's up? What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Fed Up. I'm your host, Ron Speakman. And today, I have a Fed Up PSA for all y'all out there. As I wanted to take this time today to speak to all United States Postal Service employees and address something of importance, something that I know a lot of you who have been on this podcast have been approached by management, retaliated against, or even threatened to be disciplined or terminated over, and that something is regarding social media posts and activity. But before I get started, though, let me first say that I know there's a lot of management, postmasters, supervisors, whatever have you, who listen to my podcast. There's also management that is on my Facebook group page, Fed Up. And again, I want to say I welcome you all to come on the show. I welcome you all to come listen, check us out. There is an open door policy here on Fed Up. I do not discriminate here. We welcome all crafts, unions, agencies, positions. We welcome everybody. It is open to all employees, and that includes management. But having said that, I want management that is listening to this podcast to pay attention to what exactly I am going to say next. And that is, in all of my episodes, whether I'm interviewing someone or if it's just me speaking, I want to say loud and clear that whatever is said within each episode is the opinion or views of whomever is speaking, and they do not represent the views of the United States Postal Service, and that no one on this show represents the United States Postal Service, speaks for the United States Postal Service, or speaks or acts on behalf of the United States Postal Service. All opinions expressed within and all facts, information, and or stories and experiences shared are those of the individual speaking, not of the United States Postal Service or any other federal agency for that matter. I will say this again a few times throughout this episode so there's no confusion. And to provide more clarity, I will also start putting this in the beginning of all my episodes and interviews moving forward, starting with episode 18. So the United States Postal Service or any other federal agency, which may be talked about, all know and understand this disclaimer. This episode here will serve as this disclaimer for all episodes released thus far, which would be episodes 1 through 17. With episode 17 being this very episode. So there should be no confusion now or moving forward with any episodes released from Fed Up or with any guests on the show. Also, I want to make sure I recognize and show my gratitude and appreciation to all of you out there, the listeners, who have been showing myself and Fed Up your continued love and support. Without all of you, this podcast, Fed Up, would not be what it is today. It would not be taken off the way it currently is. And it simply would not exist without all of you. So sincerely, sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And a very, very special thank you to those of you who have come on this show and shared your story, not just with myself and on this podcast, but with the world. I know all about and can also relate to this mistreatment and misrepresentation and the continued neglect, willful misconduct, and total disregard you all deal with as federal employees, not just from management and your agency, but also from your own union leadership as well. Again, we are all dealing with this unjust and broken system within our own federal agencies and unions. So to all of you who have been on this podcast as a guest, please know that I am both grateful and proud of you all for being brave, courageous, and open to talk about and share your experiences and stories with us all. I know for some of you it wasn't easy for you to do that, But I just wanted to say that I appreciate it. I appreciate you. And I'm sure that somewhere across this country, someone heard your story and is perhaps going through the same shit that you have or are continuing to go through. And they appreciate you sharing your story and experiences as well. And just know that in doing that, you may be giving that next person the power to also come forward to share with everyone the mistreatment and or misrepresentation that they too are dealing with. So again, thank you all. And just know that each and every one of you out there, I appreciate and the same love and support you have for me and Fed Up, I also have for you. And lastly, I was thinking about this the other day and even discussed it with some of y'all out there just to get your thoughts on this. And you guys pretty much agreed. But since we're all here and listening to and supporting Fed Up, and ironically, we are all fed up with the mistreatment and misrepresentation that we all deal with as federal employees, I was thinking of a name that would refer to us as the majority who are both listening to and supporting this podcast, in addition to how we feel, which again is fed up. So I came up with this simple term, Fed Up Nation, to describe you all out there who listen to and support this podcast. I think it's an appropriate term to refer to us as such. But let me know what you think, man. Drop me a line on the Facebook page, my email, even leave a comment towards this podcast episode here. But Fed Up Nation, baby. But now we got all that out of the way. We got the disclaimer in. And I send out my thank yous and my appreciation to y'all. I want to keep it moving here and get right into it. I wanted to make sure that I addressed the quote unquote social media policy rules and reminders, if you will, regarding the United States Postal Service. I know I touched on this a bit from my most recent interview, which that information was again pulled from 2021. And what I'm going to share now is somewhat similar, as you will hear. And that's from a 2022 service talk. And then I'm going to finish with the 2023 social media reminder, if you will, that is from this month of October and ironically is due to be completed, which means it's supposed to be had, the stand-up talk, a service talk, whatever, on or before the 19th of October, which is this month of this year, 2023. Now, in big bold letters, it states, social media, think before you post. Well, that goes without saying, as I think we all should know and understand that. Common sense, right? Having said that, let me keep reading on here. The service talk says social media posts on behalf of the United States Postal Service should only be done by approved employees. These are challenging times, and you may be inspired to respond to a tweet or a Facebook post about USPS as a supportive employee or contractor. Don't do it. Before posting to social media, employees should ask themselves if there is any risk that they are disclosing confidential or non-public information or if their post could adversely affect the Postal Service's mission policy, which describes in detail the permitted activities. If you are unsure, be safe and do not respond to social media posts about the United States Postal Service. Now, it seems that all I just said there refers to official use of social media. It doesn't say that directly, but I'm telling you that this paragraph, while you can put it to use and it can pertain to both official and unofficial use, I'd say it refers more to official use because the next paragraph does pertain to unofficial use, personal use, if you will. But still, apply all that I just said to your personal use because, again, none of us will be speaking on behalf of or speaking on behalf or acting on behalf of the United States Postal Service or speaking for the United States Postal Service. Anyways, reading on here, this service talk, which again is from 2022, states regarding personal use on social media, unofficial use. The following rules are recommended guidelines apply to all Postal Service employees and related parties who use social media in an unofficial or personal capacity. Unless you are an account administrator or have received prior authorization from an account administrator or the social media management team, do not use social media to speak for or act on behalf of the Postal Service or suggest that you have the authority to do so. However, you may disclose your official title or position in the biographical section of your personal social media account. As such, disclosure alone will not create the impression that you are authorized to speak on behalf of the Postal Service. In addition, do not create, maintain, or administer any social media account that purports to be an official Postal Service account unless the account has been approved by the social media management team. If you think there may be confusion regarding whether your content or your account represents the Postal Service, a clear and conspicuous disclaimer that your views are your own and do not necessarily represent the views of the Postal Service can be used to provide clarity. So basically, again, you cannot speak for or speak or act on behalf of the United States Postal Service unless you have been approved to do so, right? And just as the purpose of this episode is to inform all postal employees regarding social media posts and activity, it's also to tell all those out there listening, especially United States Postal Service management and higher ups, corporate suits, that myself, this podcast, Fed Up, and any guest on my show are providing clarity here and letting you all know that none of us speak for or act or speak on behalf of the United States Postal Service, but we do speak for and act or speak on behalf of ourselves. Hence the disclaimer I said earlier that I was going to repeat throughout this episode and put in each of my episodes moving forward. So again, there's no confusion there. And management, nor any of you higher ups or corporate suits can come at us for sharing the mistreatment that you are putting us through. And I want to be perfectly clear here. It isn't all management. There are some great people out there in management, as you'll hear us talk about in some of our episodes, those rare legendary unicorns out there. We know you exist and we appreciate you, but it's the majority. The majority of y'all are assholes. And you need to take a class on how to not only manage effectively, but also take a class on how to treat another human being. More training in dignity and respect, if you will, right? More training on policies and procedures, or how about my favorite? Treat others as you want to be treated. It seems that one done missed y'all, huh? Now, reading on here from the service talk from 2022 again, it finishes with employees' behavior and personal conduct. I really love this one. And when I'm done reading this one to you, I'm going to tell you why that is. But it states, harassment, bullying, discrimination, or retaliation on social media, whether it's between coworkers or by employees who identify themselves as Postal Service employees on social media that would be impermissible in the workplace, is not allowed online. Even if it's done after hours from home and on a personal computer, smartphone, laptop, or tablet device. Employees are expected to conduct themselves during and outside of working hours in a manner that reflects favorably, let me say that again, favorably upon the Postal Service. Although it is not the policy of the Postal Service to interfere with the private lives of employees, it does require that Postal Service employees be honest, reliable, trustworthy, courteous, and of good character and reputation. The Federal Standards of Ethical Conduct, referenced in Section 662.1 of the ELM, which for those of you who don't know the lingo, that's the Employee and Labor Relations Manual, also contain regulations governing the off-duty behavior of Postal Service employees. Employees must not engage in criminal, dishonest, notoriously disgraceful, immoral, or other conduct prejudicial to the Postal Service, whether done online, using a personal computer, smartphone, laptop, or tablet device, or otherwise. I can tell you firsthand that the Postal Service management violates that section of the ELM on an almost daily basis. But hey, who's counting there, right? There is so much that I can take apart in that paragraph. What part of this do you think is bullshit? And when I say bullshit, I mean, once again, it is never followed, or management or the agency picks and chooses what policies to enforce onto whatever employees they choose as well. Again, if it's policy and procedure, shouldn't it be followed completely to the letter? Shouldn't it be enforced all the time to everyone? Let me answer that for you. Of course it should. So when I read all this, while I understand, how often do you see or hear management following this or enforcing this, or worse, pick and choosing who to enforce it on and when? Now, I'm sorry, but the United States Postal Service is ran by a bunch of hypocrites. And if you ain't included in those types of people, let me just say I apologize. I'm sorry that you have to be thrown into the pot of the majority of these idiots who run the show. But unfortunately, though, you are guilty by association. Just as it takes one bad apple, one officer to ruin the reputation of a whole department, that same principle applies here as well. So while it is the majority of management and corporate suits who are these boss holes, if you will, because you are associated with them, you are thrown in there. That sucks, doesn't it? Because that's how a lot of us feel like and are treated at work from management, especially when we get injured on the job. You know how we treat it? Because it's your willful misconduct that is unbecoming. It's the harassment, the bullying, the discrimination, and even the retaliation. Again, your actions and behavior and conduct that is unbecoming. Yet I read this policy and I can't help but laugh. You want us to follow a policy regarding behavior and personal misconduct, and though it's in regards to social media, you all can't follow behavior and personal conduct yourselves in general. Fuck that. Also, in this paragraph I just read about behavior and personal conduct, you say employees are supposed to conduct themselves during and outside of work hours in a manner that reflects favorably. Let me say that again. Favorably upon the Postal Service. Again, I gotta say, fuck that. I say your employees are doing just that, especially on this show, because their experiences and stories from the mistreatment at your hands is factual. And well, the shoe fits, right? I'll leave that there. But when you say favorably, does that mean lie and say everything is just great? Does that mean just don't say anything at all, therefore censoring us? Listen, to all management and corporate suits within the Postal Service, please understand that if your behavior and conduct is continually unbecoming and you are mistreating your employees, they will reach a breaking point. They try and go to tell you about these real problems and these real issues. And what do? You ignore them. You scream at them. You treat them like shit. And when the unions, which are supposed to be there for them, aren't there, mainly sometimes it's because they are in bed with you, management themselves, employees will go elsewhere to be heard and for answers. And they will come on my show even. And that's why they're coming on my show. They're looking for answers. They want to be heard. They want to listen. They want to get the story out there because the mistreatment is real and it's unreal how much you mistreat them. But remember, it's because of your actions your employees are coming on my show. They are merely reacting like any reasonable human being would in a similar situation where they are continually getting mistreated. So they will either A, quit, B, fight back and stand up to this mistreatment, C, keep tolerating the mistreatment till they break, which may lead to D, and I hate to use this term or even say it, but they'll go postal. All which are reactions to the mistreatment from you, management, who also promoting and tolerating this kind of behavior at your office. So if you're going to enforce any kind of policy regarding behavior and personal conduct, especially that which is deemed unbecoming of any employee, how about y'all start with yourselves? Now, this policy then goes on and says that it is not the policy of the Postal Service to interfere with the private lives of employees, but it expects employees to be honest, reliable, trustworthy, courteous, and of good character and reputation. And you even bring in ELM section 662.1 regarding the federal standards of ethical conduct, which again, to me is laughable because again, the majority of management does not get disciplined when they violate these standards. How can you enforce these standards when this isn't being enforced unto you? How can you hold employees accountable when you see fit with this, yet hardly anyone from management is held accountable for the same thing? All these present strong arguments for employees who are being retaliated against or threatened for speaking up and standing up for themselves. Hell, even coming on my show and sharing their story, which again is their own opinion and views, and facts from what happened to them, and in no way does not represent the United States Postal Service, nor do they speak for or on behalf of the United States Postal Service. Just to clarify, I think these employees that have come on my show, they're acting accordingly. It is the toxic culture and mistreatment and willful misconduct, not just to them, but to their legal rights as well, especially when they get injured on a job, that have them all fed up, which is why they are sharing their stories and reaching out for help elsewhere. Their agency, their union, management are all failing them and against them. These people have a family. These people have lives outside of the post office. So you actually are interfering with their personal lives with your behavior and conduct that, again, is unbecoming, both from and of the agency and management in their respected offices. Now, having read and talked about that policy from 2022, I want to talk about the stand-up talk that some of y'all had already just recently, but is to be completed by October 19th, 2023. Now, I don't know if this is a district thing or if this is a nationwide thing, but this is the one to pay attention to because it's the most recent. And again, see how closely it resembles the social media policy or rules, if you will, from 2022. And what I said from the last interview I had with the carrier, from that info, which again was from 2021. See how much that differs or does it? It is titled Know the Rules, Social Media Policy Reminder. And it states that the Postal Service wants employees to remember they're prohibited from speaking on behalf of the organization on websites, blogs, and social media without permission. Now I'm going to stop and add a quick note here. Remember, we are not speaking on behalf of the United States Postal Service. Our opinions expressed or facts that we share are ours and ours alone and are not the views or opinions of the United States Postal Service, nor do we represent the United States Postal Service. Now, moving on here, this 2023 social media policy reminder then states, under the organization's policy, employees must receive written permission from the Postal Service social media team and the appropriate vice president before establishing any online accounts that represent the Postal Service. Okay, well, that's great if we are officially speaking for or representing the Postal Service. But remember, we are not speaking for or speaking or acting on behalf of the United States Postal Service. Officially or unofficially, we have and we will continue to say that over and over and over. We do not speak for or speak or act on behalf of the United States Postal Service at all. And any opinions expressed and any facts or information or stories or experiences shared from any employee, especially who's on my show, is theirs and theirs only and does not represent the United States Postal Service, nor is it the views or the opinions of the United States Postal Service. Again, we are providing you with clarity here, so there's no confusion. Now, this 2023 policy then states that failure to follow this policy could result in corrective action, including removal from the Postal Service. But again, say it with me now so it gets burned in your memories. I do not speak for or speak or act on behalf of or represent the United States Postal Service. Any opinions expressed or facts, stories, experiences, or information from said experiences that I share are mine and mine alone and are not the views or opinions of the United States Postal Service. Also, if you are lucky and have great union representation, make sure they are up on this 2023 policy as well for their own knowing and education as well. After all, knowledge is power. And in today's age with technology and social media, this is important to know and understand and even educate yourself on any loopholes, if any exist, which I know there are quite a few in this case, that may help you should management ever try to come at you with this. Then this 2023 policy states that the policy does not infringe on employees to have their own social media presence or personal accounts. However, it is recommended that employees note in their personal account profiles that they don't speak on behalf of the organization. Employees also should not post while on the clock. This includes selfies in the plant, post office, vehicle, or other official workplace area, or even on your route. See? Once again, there it is. Say it with me. I do not speak for or speak or act on behalf of the United States Postal Service. Any opinions expressed or facts, stories, experiences, or information from said experiences I share are mine and mine alone and are not the views or opinions of the United States Postal Service. Also, if you find yourself in a position where you are being retaliated against for this policy, get with your store and let them help you. If it were me, I'd say management is retaliating against me for coming on this show or for commenting on or making a post on social media. Why or how, you ask me? Simple. If they being management or the agency, are going to come after you for that and discipline or try to remove you, like I know some of you are already dealing with, remember, they cannot pick and choose when they enforce this policy or pick and choose who to enforce it on. That's preferential treatment in my mind. Meaning if they're going to come at you, then they got to come at all of us because a majority of us do take selfies, post on social media, hell, take pictures or videos on property while on duty or in our uniforms off duty, meaning off tour, clocked out. So I'd question how they aren't coming at others in your station as well in general. Why is it only you? Why are they targeting you? Because at the end of the day, that's exactly what it is. They are targeting and retaliating against you because you shared a truth about them and it didn't sit well because it struck a chord with them because it was true. And that's another thing, guys. Try to be as much factual as you can and less opinionated because at the end of the day, facts are harder to dispute than opinion. Now, continuing on here, it then states employees are expected to conduct themselves during and outside of working hours in a manner that reflects favorably upon the Postal Service. The social media team conducts routine audits of sites that claim to represent the Postal Service. Unverified sites are routinely removed and employee conduct addressed. Now, I won't speak on this as I think I addressed this earlier from 2022 policy stand-up talk. So let's keep this moving here. But this 2023 policy then finishes stating that the Postal Service currently has 18 official media corporate accounts, 5 on X, which is formerly Twitter, 4 on Facebook, 3 on Instagram, 2 on LinkedIn, 3 on Threads, and 1 on Pinterest. Our goal with these accounts is to provide the service our customers deserve and to protect the Postal Service's brand. Thank you for listening. And that ends that 2023 stand-up talk, which again is due by October 19th, 2023. So that's this month, this year. And again, I don't know if that's district-wide where I'm around or if it's just or if it's going to be nationwide. It should be nationwide because it's a policy for all the Postal Service. But again, there you have it. That's the 2023 stand-up talk regarding the social media policy. As you can see, it's not much different from that of 2021 or 2022. Some key things to take away from this is real simple, and this is something I've learned from Law Enforcement Academy, but is also common sense as well that is relatable to this or any other position that you have within your professional career, and that is to always act as if you are being videotaped, as you never know who is watching or listening. Also, this can be related to what you hear me say to management all the time as well, which is to do the right thing. It's called integrity. You do those two things, and this will always ensure that you have nothing to worry about. And remember, there's nothing wrong with speaking your mind or standing up for yourself, especially when you have been mistreated repeatedly over and over and over again from management and or your agency. After all, how are they to expect us to give them dignity and respect when they themselves aren't given that same dignity and respect to the people they are managing and looking over, especially when that employee is you? So please don't be scared. Have no fear. Stand up for yourselves, you know? And the number one thing I want you to and hope you will remember so that you can provide clarity to the United States Postal Service or to management is this. And say it with me now, loud and clear, so again, it gets stuck in our memories. I do not speak for or speak or act on behalf of the United States Postal Service. Any opinions expressed or facts, stories, experiences, or information from said experiences that I share are mine and mine alone and are not views or opinions of the United States Postal Service, and I do not represent the United States Postal Service. Remember that phrase and always use good judgment and common sense. And you'll be fine when it comes to social media posts or activity, including anything said regarding any of you who have or any of you who are planning on coming on this show or any other podcast for that matter. It is okay to share your story and experiences. It is okay to talk about the mistreatment that you're going through, especially when there is no one there to help you or listen to you. The purpose of this podcast is to gain the attention of that one person, just one, who has that position of power, that status in society, whether it be a politician, a political news reporter, whoever, that can help us create that change that has been well overdue for us as federal employees. We need to stay united, stay strong, and continue to listen to and share our stories and educate ourselves if we even want that chance to create that change we deserve. Thank you all for tuning in. And again, I hope this provides you some knowledge in relation to social media. And I hope it helps those of you who are scared to come on the show due to fear from mere management or agency, or helps those of you who have come on the show already and are dealing with those same fear tactics from your management as well. In addition to everything we just covered, I want to leave you with this. When filing a grievance or documenting anything related to the mistreatment from management, remember these few simple words, as they may be used to describe the behavior that management is promoting and tolerating, or even how they are treating you. And those few words are neglect, willful misconduct, and total disregard. Because that's exactly what their behavior constitutes when they knowingly and willfully mistreat us. Anytime they want to come at you with some retaliation bullshit, throw those words into your grievance or complaint with the other contract, Elm, OSHA, whatever language you're using from whatever source for said grievance or complaint. Use those words, and I promise you, it will make it a bit more effective in communicating that mistreatment. As always, thank you for tuning in, and stay safe out there, my friends.
That about does it here for us at Fed Up. Please don't forget to like, follow, and share this podcast. And if you are fed up like everyone else is and want to share your story and experiences, your issues and frustrations, and want your voice to be heard, I invite you to be a guest on this show. There's strength in numbers, and together, by sharing our stories, we can and will make the change that is needed. Just send me an email at one.fedup.podcast@gmail.com. Again, that's the number 1.fedup.podcast@gmail.com, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Again, thanks for tuning in. Until next time, stay safe out there, my friends. We've been fed up with the rules and the policies. We've been fed up.